have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
May God bless you. Well, welcome, welcome, to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Thank you so much for listening in. God is good. What a mighty and a great God that we serve. It is an honor and a privilege to serve you on today. We want to give a shout out to our very own producer and DJ, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Thank you so very much for all that you are doing in the body of Christ. We also want to say God is good. We've made it through another week with his grace and his mercy. I tell you, those two things are awesome. They're awesome to keep in every one of us. Listen in and just hear this for a moment. God has been so good to us this morning, yesterday, day before. Can you imagine last week we were blessed to be able to see a whole week. This week we come in again and he's been blessing us over and over and over again. I just don't want you to take it for granted that we're just supposed to wake up. I'm excited he woke us up on this morning and started us on our way. I'm truly excited about the gift of life. Listen, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, we welcome you. We want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. And would you please, please listen in so we can pray together. Amen. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually, naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. Thank you for taking your time out to listen in to today's podcast. Well, we have a very special guest and team with us on today. We're going to be talking about calling, not only for the Welling Women, but a call to revival. Hallelujah. Welling Women, a call to revival. We know that in this hour, in this time, I know that God is doing something amazing and great, and he's doing something to get our attention. I want us to be mindful of this as the body of Christ, that we have an obligation, a responsibility to respond to what heaven has mandated in the earth. Will you pray with me on today? Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you come in today and have your divine will and way. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your love and your grace. We thank you for all that you are doing and what you've done and how you're doing it for the body of Christ and those that are not in the body as of yet. We thank you for allowing the sun to shine on the just as well as the unjust. We ask, oh God, today that you will heal, save, and deliver. We ask that you will have your divine purpose, will, and way. Thank you for every guest. Thank you for every person that will give voice to what you're speaking in this hour, oh God. We honor you. We praise you. We lift you up, and we'll give you all of the glory. You alone are worthy of the glory, and we thank you for our Elation family. I thank you for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright. I thank you for every listener listening in right now, that you may bless them, you may touch them, and Father, that they may know that it is real what you are and who you are in their lives. Father, we thank you. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, as we said, we are talking about today, you know, we can cry about a lot of things. Amen. But we're crying out for the kingdom's sake on today. We want to share with you a short exhortation every week that we do, and we want you to be able to hear what God is saying. One, we must give ear to God. We cannot continue to allow routines, religion, traditions to take place in what God is doing. There is an order to him, and what he says goes. Amen. Anybody ever played Simon Says? Simon always would tell you, and then they would trick you up sometimes, and they would just tell you something, and you just go. Well, in this hour, we need to hear what God says, what Yah says, what he's saying to the body of Christ for us to move forward. So I want to share a very short just something to give you something to think about why it's so important for revival. And our guest today will tell you about that. We have Apostle P.D. Westbrook that's going to be with us today. We're going to have, hallelujah, I'm looking at the names here, hallelujah. Got to get it up. Ah, I can't read it that well. Sorry, hold on. Ah, I'm sorry. We'll have them introduce themselves. Please forgive me. I cannot see the small writing on my flyer, but we will get them up, and they will be talking. And Pastor David Clanagan is with us. So please, please listen in and be prayerful during this time. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be studying from Acts 9, and we'll be talking about a gentleman by the name of Saul. Amen. I don't know if you're familiar with this passage, but it's a very powerful passage in our cry, what we're talking about in revival. There was one that had a lifestyle that was so against the body of Christ. But let's read about it. Saul is who we're talking about. We're going to be reading from the books of Acts and the 9th chapter. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters, hallelujah, to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for thy name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to your name. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound into the chief priests? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearers, and doers of his word. I want to share with you today how important it is for revival to summarize this passage. See, there was this man who did offend and did try to harm the Christians that were in the land. But God had a plan for his life. When it comes to us serving God, it is not our job to peep and see whether we feel someone is saved enough to come into the kingdom. God saw from heaven, and I need somebody to hear this, he saw from heaven that that soul needed to be saved. And in seeing that, he got great joy, and he had an assignment for Ananias. It is a privilege, I say it every week, it is a privilege to serve, it is an honor to be chosen by God to do his will. But even Ananias, when at the moment he heard of his assignment, said to God, "Are you sure?" In other words, let me paraphrase. He wanted to make sure that this is the one that God wanted to use because of the things he had done. I'm so glad today that our salvation isn't predicated upon another man's idea of who we are or who we may become. Who we are today may not be who God created us to be down the road. Why am I saying that? Those that have yet come into the body of Christ, that are called to be in the body of Christ, are on their way. And so therefore, what we see in them now may not be who they will become, because there is a process with God. So the revival that needs to take place now in the land is predicated upon heaven's mandate, not upon what we feel or think. But yet God has enough love and wisdom, grace and mercy to allow us to serve him, to be able to bring somebody to the body of Christ. Do you understand what a privilege and an honor that is to know that God can adjust your mouth, adjust your heart, adjust your spirit to say, "I choose you to do this work," and for you to glorify and build the kingdom of God? That is what it truly is all about. I was so excited when I was talking with Apostle P.D. Westbrook. Her heart and her spirit has always been for welling women. I got a little caught up with it because it was a cry. And the cry, the wailing cry, is so different. And she's going to talk about that with the team that she's with today. But I want you to know her passion and her love for God drew me when I first met her. And it's important that your light so shine that others may see your good work and glorify our Heavenly Father. It's important that they see Christ in us. Can I ask you a question? When is the last time that you called someone to know who Christ is in your life? What was it like for them to understand that you are a believer without you even saying a word? How far did you go to make sure a soul knew that heaven mandated them to be talked to that day? So today we're going to talk about these things, and I'm so honored today that we have such a great group and a great anointed team to come on today to talk about the goodness of the Lord and what revival is. And they are having an awesome event coming up. And it will be on August the 18th through the 21st at the Love and Faithfulness Church. Oh, my goodness. I love the name of the church already. Love and Faithfulness Church. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce the sermon and present to others Apostle P.D. Westbrook, who can introduce the team that is on the line, and that we will begin to talk about what this great event is and what God is doing in their lives, that revival is so important and why it is so important now. So without further ado, we'd like to make sure we introduce to some and present to others none other than Apostle P.D. Westbrook. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Thank you so much. I would be remiss if I just feel I'm so full right now, and that word that you released, it is so timely and so appropriate for what we will be sharing with the listening audience on today. I am here representing a team. Amen. I do believe that we are a body and I am not an island unto myself. And I'm praying that Evangelist Miller and Evangelist Elliot will be able to join us later on in the broadcast. I know that they're both working women. Amen. Glory to God. Or they have other commitments. But I do believe that Pastor David Clannigan of Love and Faithfulness, Glory to God Church, is with us. And man of God, are you on the line?
Yes, yes, I am.
Hallelujah. This man of God is so awesome. Yes, he does deserve a applause. Amen. Because one, he is a man. And I say that not in pun, but that this man of God understands that the anointing is not relegated just to men. Amen. And so he honors the anointing. It is genderless. Glory to God. So I'm very honored that he invited myself and these other awesome, oh my God, powerful, anointed, and so humble women of God that will be bringing forth the word of God during the course of the 4 days that we will be in Front Royal, Virginia. Glory to God. But I want to just say a quick prayer before I say anything else, woman of God. Amen, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, I thank you that we take authority now, hallelujah, and decree that we bind all hindrances and assignments of the enemy against this platform, hallelujah, against this event. Lord God, we decree the blessings of the Lord release over us and let our mouths be the tongue of the learned as we reveal the heart of Yeshua in this hour concerning revival for this nation. Father God, equip us to rise above the enemy and his tactics as we rise in victory and go forth, Father God, in this hour. Let those under the sound of our voices experience your presence and miracle signs and wonders, yes, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Everything that does not align with the purpose and plan of God for the lives of your people has to change. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Father God, you are the one who can fully be trusted in this hour. So, Father God, you know that we lean on you and not to our own understanding.
Yes,
you
Jesus.
Are the one who cares about
yes,
all
God.
That
yes,
concerns
Lord.
Us. So, Lord God, we, your wailing women, your intercessors, hallelujah, your men
yes,
that are
God.
On the forefront, Lord God, we cry out now and shriek, my
yes.
God, today. Show
yes.
us your glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. Release it over
thank
the airwaves this night, Abba
oh,
Father.
Jesus.
Your presence, your protection,
yes,
your unconditional
Jesus.
Love, so that there will be
yes,
even
Jesus.
A harvest of souls tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
give
yes,
us the
yes,
strength,
yes.
oh God, the covering that we
yes.
need in this hour. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen,
amen,
amen. Hallelujah. Pastor
thank
Michelle
you.
Wright, thank you for having us on this awesome platform
yes.
tonight. I've always been a fan, hallelujah, and
thank
honor
you.
The mantle and the anointing you and Pastor Don, amen, my brother from another mother, hallelujah, walk in. You have a shepherd's heart for God's people.
Yes.
And thank you for this, woman of God. Hallelujah. And if I may, Pastor Michelle, may I say something and stick a push pin right here from the offset. Amen?
Yes, ma'am.
If you would give me permission. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Where you are, under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, whoever is listening, have an expectation for Yeshua
yes.
to show up. And you
yes,
know what? Make
yes.
a demand on the anointing now,
yes.
right now. Believe there
yes.
is a great shaking in the heavenly realms in the name
yes.
of Yeshua,
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah
yes.
to Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Yes.
And with that, woman of God, I just want to, and you've already said it, amen. You know, you've always known what my heart and passion and mission is. And I believe that, hallelujah, that God's mandate, that he is calling the wailing women.
Yes.
He is calling for a cry in our nation for repentance revival. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And it is being released in Front Royal, Virginia, August the 18th through the 21st. Amen, Pastor Clannigan.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, my heart is just so full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, regarding this moment right now. Woman of God, there is a need. There is a emergency. There is an SOS, amen, for this cry for revival, and in particular the wailing women. For now, today, now, revival is coming. It is in our womb, and I believe that there is a birthing that is going to take place. This will be a time of reviving of a dead womb. The strength is coming back to God's church and to his body in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I believe he wants to release a sound. In the atmosphere that will give the clarion call, amen, this pronouncement, amen, this cry for revival to come forth according to Jeremiah 9:17-21. And in particular, the wailing women, you need to be on call 24/7. Hallelujah. There must be consistency in our lives if we are to get prayers, if we are to get our prayers answered. Hallelujah. If we are to know the mind of the Spirit of God, especially now, hallelujah. And wailing women, we have entered into this new paradigm, this new dimension in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, the Ruach, hallelujah, Hakodesh, hallelujah. We need to cooperate and co-create with the angels who are waiting, my God, today, waiting to do our bidding, amen. We must be mature in the name of Jesus. There is no more, hallelujah, time to be complacent. I don't want to get excited, amen. Ha! But this is such a passion. Woman of God, it is like life and death to me, glory to God. There is more devastation that is coming upon the earth, and we must have the mentality to be mature enough to look beyond our cultural and social and economic barriers, our denominationalism, our religious preferences, our titles.
Yes.
Oh, my God, today. Really, women, we need to start formulating prayer watches and prayer circles in the name of Jesus. In the north, the south, the east, and the west, each state should have a representative that is responsible for that region. Amen. So that the heavens will open up. Oh, my God, today. Jeremiah said that they had to send for the cunning women, the skillful women. They were called for. They were sent for. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This current affair that we, you know, that we find ourselves in, this state of emergency that we find ourselves in, it should not be. We should not be in this place. Especially if we are believers, amen, especially if we say that we trust him, especially if we say that we live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, we need to be declaring and saying something. And I believe that God has handpicked these women, hallelujah, awesome, anointed and appointed. And I'm not bragging on them because it's just cute to say. It is a reality. He is using a remnant. They don't necessarily have a title. Oh, my God, today. Their names are not well known. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, when you come into their presence, you know that they have been spent time with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want to get beyond myself. Pastor Clannigan, I could say so much more, but man of God, I want you to share, amen, with the listening audience what this revival is. And you know, I've always been curious. Amen. I know it's the timing of God that he told you to specifically send the women.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Pastor David Clannick, the pastor of Love and Faithless Church. And about a month ago, we had a men's revival. But I'm the type of preacher that, you look at all the times in the Bible where the women rose up. And we're living in the days that the men and the women and the churches has got to come together. And God has spoke to me about women's revival, and this will be, I think, the third year we've had it. We also have a coming together camp meeting second week of June, and we're always trying to get women involved with that also. And the way things has went for this revival, I'm just believing God to do mighty and wonderful things. I believe God is going to show up. And I'm telling you, as Pastor Dawn spoke to me about tonight, I went on and I snook. Okay, can I say that? I snook on Facebook and got a few things. And Pastor Dawn, as I looked at hers, and it says, "Servant of God, blood washed and saved by his grace." And this is what I love that is on her page, advancing the kingdom of God. And church, I can tell you, amen, God has got a mighty work for us to do. And I'm so excited about this revival. I'm so excited. And as I pull something on Donna, Evangelist Donna Elliott, God is echoing faith. We pray tirelessly, looking for healing, seeking deliverance, and wanting change. And that jumped out at me, wanting change. There's a lot of people don't believe that a woman should be preaching, a woman should be ministering, but I'm going to tell you, in these last days, more than ever, I believe God is going to raise up women. Because all through the Bible, there was great women that God used all through the Bible. But I am believing in these last days, these wailing women is going to just raise up like never before. And as I read Evangelist Dorothy Miller and what she have on her page, we need not be shaken by the power of darkness, but stand on your feet and declare the word of God. Speak his words over your life daily. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be speaking God's word. We need to be praying. We need to be fasting. And church is something that I have a sugar diabetes, and that's what the doctors keep saying. And now when I fast, I get shaking all over, so I have to eat something so I can fast in other ways. Church, you can fast in different ways, so we need to pray. And again, it says, we need not be shaken by the power of darkness, but stand on your feet and declare the word of God. Speak his words over your life daily. When we get up, we should be speaking the word of God over our lives daily. And co-pastor Renee Hudnall, and she's going to be there, and praise the Lord. And she's been sick, but we're claiming that she's going to be there. Amen. And the angel answered and said, listen, church, wow. Well, she got on her page, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus. So church, amen, as I read a little bit of what each of these powerful women of God have on that page. The angel answered and said, unto the women, unto the women, unto the women. And I'm just believing that God is going to do a mighty and mighty powerful work. Amen. And we're going to pray. Amen. For co-pastor Renee Hutnall, that she's going to be okay, that she's going to be able to come. I'm just speaking words, amen, that she will be there. She will be there.
Amen.
And I just know this is going to be a powerful, powerful, powerful revival. And church, let me tell you, what I'm going to add at this time, amen, yes, yes, amen, praise God. I'm excited, a cry for revival. And the Lord spoke to me about the women, the ones that reach out to, the ones that I prayed about, the ones that call in. But you know what? I'm praying that that place will be filled up with men and women and children. I'm just praying that God would just bring out the drunkard, amen, the drug addict. I'm just praying that he will bring out the ones that's lost, amen, because I know that this is going to be a Bible, a cry for revival. I put something on Facebook today, a cry for revival. Everybody said, I want revival. I pray to see the Holy Ghost move like it used to. But when I see that, when I hear people say that, especially people that are already Christian, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get up and come out. God has got a mighty and a mighty and a mighty revival about to break loose at Love and Faithfulness Church in Front Royal, Virginia, and you all are welcome. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, if I may say so, Pastor Michelle, you know, he was right that if this is a time that we need to start speaking and declaring some things, amen, pastoring ourselves. I mean, Job 22:28 tells us that thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee.
Yes.
Amen. And I like the word. I believe that the word all and by itself is able to bring change. Amen.
It tells us,
then hear from heaven your dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, my God, I pray that your eyes be open and let your ears be attentive to the prayer made in this place. And that is what I've been praying and decreeing over that property. Amen. Sending that prayer to go before us. Amen. They say like tilling the soil. Amen. And the Spirit preparing the ground for the revival. Woman of God, we know that there is a drought in our land. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
There's a drought in the natural and in the spirit. Amen. And Scripture tells us that But if my people
come on,
who are called by my name, yeah, we know it, amen, we know that, but willing women, you have been called and sent, hallelujah, you've been sent for by Yahweh, my God, today. Get this revelation. There is a dimension called consistency, and I am consistently bombarding and acting and exacting principles and protocols and technologies from the heavens, amen, in my prayer time, in my intercession. If your work habits in the natural were like your work habits in the spirit, I believe you would be fired, willing women, you who call yourself willing women. Yeah, I said it, amen. Instead of binging on that favorite episode, amen, binge in intercession for this nation, my God, today. Because we are about to embark upon an epic shift in the kingdom. And I just feel that intently in my spirit. I've always shared with all who know me
Calling the wailing women a cry for repentance has been my passion and assignment that Yahweh has called me to. I strongly believe he is calling for revival repentance. Amen. According to Jeremiah 9:17-31. Amen. The Lord said, consider now. He said, send for the most skillful of them. Send for the most cunning of them. There is a clarion call. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That has been made for the willing women to come forth. Our time is now in the ecclesia. Amen. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Let them come quickly.
Yes.
I'm telling you, people of God, we don't have a lot of time. We think we have time, but we don't. He said, let them come quickly. That means make haste. Wail over us till our eyes overflow with tears and water streams from our eyelids, my God, today. But I pray that Evangelist Elliot and Evangelist Miller has had an opportunity to join us. If you're on the call, women of God, go ahead and introduce yourself and please share about the revival and what the Lord has placed in your heart for this. I believe it is an epic move of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I thought I heard one of them on the call. Amen. But nonetheless, hallelujah, God wants to give us strength and stamina to get us to see what he is doing in the supernatural. Amen. Glory to God. But
Amen.
That's a criteria that we need to walk in as wailing women, as women of God, as women that have been anointed and appointed and called for such a time as this. Amen. Our availability, our consistency, hallelujah, our ability to pray in tongues, amen, glory to God, because that's how we build up our most holy faith, the glory to God. And I've come to understand that, you know, praying, our praying is continuous, amen. It's open-ended, glory to God. And we labor in worship and song and dance, and we understand the protocols of heaven as wailing women. Heaven is our employer. Hallelujah. And my question is, have you clocked in? Hallelujah. Have you clocked in yet? Or are you AWOL in the name of Jesus? Woman of God, I'm on 100 because I can go on and on, and I know that you can hear my passion and this mandate. Hallelujah. But you know, my cloth is different from everybody. I'm not doing anything else but this. I know why I have been anointed. I know the nature and the purpose of my calling. Amen. As I walk in the apostolic, we all have our expertise and our specialties. Glory to God. Mine's is this. Amen. And we are significant. We're all significant. We're all strategically appointed to be in our position. Amen. As he sends us forth. But wailing women, you've got to get it together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know that he gives us grace. Amen. Grace to even suspend the rules. Amen. Like the five virgins, glory to God, there were five that were ready, but the five that weren't, but they all knew the call. They all had the same address. Oh, my God, today.
Come on.
But listen, it's an SOS. It's an SOS right now. It's a state of emergency. And I believe that this cry for revival, this repentance revival, is a mandate. Hallelujah. It is going to set many free. And we're just honored. We're honored for the responsibility, the mandate that he has entrusted to our hands, Pastor Michelle. It's time for us to come together and not be dysfunctional. Amen. Not tear each other down, but build each other up. Hallelujah. And to move as one. Hallelujah. And to prevail and wail for our nation. We are indeed in a state of emergency. You just look around. Listen to the headline. Amen. You see it in the news. This COVID-19, this variant, this lie from the straight from the pit of hell has had a major effect. Amen.
Yeah.
On so many families and households. Amen. But this I know. This I know for sure. That God is not only able, but he is willing. And he will deliver us. Amen. He will show himself strong on our behalf. He said in Daniel, amen, I think it's 11:32, that he wants us to do great exploits. Hallelujah. And he's looking for vessels, hallelujah, that are willing and submitted to be used by him. But I don't want to go on and on. I'm just so excited about us being able to come here on your platform and share what is on my heart, what's on our heart concerning this revival. Amen. He is equipping us to rise, as the man of God says, calling forth the women of God. Hallelujah. To rise above the enemy and his tactics. Amen. To rise in victory, to go forth in this hour. Glory to God. Those, you know, even under the sound of my voice and those who will listen to the rebroadcast, if you feel this pricking your heart, repent. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And get in your position.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God, because he has need of you. He
Amen.
Has need of me. And you know, Pastor Michelle, I've already identified you as one of the wailing women. There's nothing that you can do about it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know,
glory to God.
And you know, I
but
love
woman
you
of God,
so much.
I love you,
so
and I just, I'm just
I
going to just say thank you
quick.
So much.
Oh, you're welcome, but we're not done. I just want to share something real quick. You know, as the man of God, Pastor David Clanigan, and for yourself, we want you to know that I was just sitting here listening, and I was just wondering, you know, you said something that's important, and so did he. We have got to learn what oneness is in the body of Christ. It isn't the black church. It isn't the white church. It isn't this church or that church. It's the body of Christ. And when we get that in our mindset and in our hearts and in our spirits, will be able to serve him as Jesus served. There was not one particular denomination that he went to. There was not one place that he just stayed. He continued to serve and to minister as the Holy Spirit gave him wisdom and utterance. And this is where we have to be. And it needs to be said this. We were talking about revival. But for someone who doesn't know what revival is, I want to give you a brief synopsis that it is an awakening. It's not something that it just happens. It happens as an awakening in a church or a community of interest in and care for matters relating to personal religion. What do you believe? We believe in Jesus Christ. Let us make that clear. We believe that he is the Son of God, and we believe that we live and have our being in him. So every person that is speaking on this podcast today believes in that. We believe in Jesus, and yeah, and we believe that he is coming back again. Revival is getting us prepared for him coming back again. So all of these, how can I say it? I don't want to just use the word traditions, but this hour is not that, if I can say that. This hour is where we go into the highways and the byways in the churches, and we bring the bodies and the souls to Christ by praying, by doing the will of God, as this church is doing. They're opening their doors. If you're in that area, I'm going to say this. You need to get there. This is not something that just rarely takes place. This has been a divine assignment from God to bring the body of Christ together, and for those that don't know him to get to know him in one place with those that are anointed and appointed that will bring you to the feet of Jesus. How great can that be, that your life can instantaneously be changed from his presence? I trust this woman of God. I have learned that her work and her will in what she does is not only passionate, that you've heard from her voice, but it is real. And we need to understand that's what the body is made of on today. We're not just singing, shouting. I'm going to say this. We're not just singing and shouting and preaching and trying to get the next this in the net. Our job is to win souls for the body of Christ, that the kingdom can be built. It can't be any clearer than that. So this revival is necessary for people to have the opportunity to come. And so before we get off of here, we want to pray, but we also want to encourage you to come and to support them. Woman of God, could you or Pastor Clanigan give that address one more time that they would know where they can meet you in the presence of God?
Pastor Clanigan?
Is he there? All right.
Yes.
He's not there. Then
I believe
let's
so.
Let's get this at. Okay.
Well,
is
amen.
He there?
It's 111 Water Street.
Okay.
Front Royal, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So you've heard the address, and I'm sure you have the flyer on Facebook. Please come. Please come and be in the presence of the Lord where these anointed vessels of God can pray for you. You will hear a word of truth and of freedom. For one, you know, when you're not in Christ, then you are bound. Did you know that? That when you don't know him and the power of who he is and the liberty that he gives us, that we are bound? Who wouldn't want to be free? So I'm excited for this revival that is coming forth. I'm excited for the work and the women of God and the men of God that are going forth to do such a great and a marvelous job. I want to say to you, Pastor Don, and I'm sorry, Apostle Don, that you truly are a blessing to the body of Christ. Your fire, the things that God has given you, you said something else that was key. You know, it's very important in ministry when the Lord calls you to a thing that we're not found doing 50 other different things and not true to the one thing that he called us to do. I honor you for that because so often we find that everybody wants to do a million and one things. And I'm not saying that our gifts aren't valid. What I'm saying is we have to stick to what he's given us to do. Other than that, we're not fulfilling his will. So it's very important. If you're in ministry today, fulfill what he gave you to do. Don't worry about if people feel you're moving fast enough or if you've got this done or if you know what God said to you. Do it. And do it with ability to call on his name, not in your soul, because we will fall if we do it in the flesh. I'm telling you. But the power of God, hallelujah, rests in obedience, and it rests in manifestation of his glory when you're serving him the right way. So I want to encourage you today to continue to stand as people of God. Let's not be weary in well-doing, for we will
reap if we faint not.
So we want somebody to understand it may be a little rocky. It may not feel real good for you. Maybe you've got affliction in your body. Maybe there's something else going on that will cause you to doubt the God that called you. But I'm here to remind you, you are still valid. You are still loved. You are still cared for because he called you. And let me say this. Don't you dare self-appoint. When you self-appoint yourself, there's no glory to God. There's no glory to God. I'd rather sit in a room and know that he called me and know that his hand is upon me than me to self-appoint myself and he get no glory. It's time for us to understand he's doing a great and a marvelous thing, and we have to fall for into what he's saying. Heaven is screaming to us today, and he's teaching us how to subject ourselves and submit ourselves that he gets all the glory. And if it's not about his glory, we need to check what some of the four walls are doing, because the four walls should emulate and it should be a mirror of what heaven is about. Amen.
Amen. You said something earlier and it just resonates. Amen. That we need to get near to God. We must hear what God is saying now, today, in the midst of this craziness and this chaos. Amen.
Yes.
And I believe for such a time as this, I know that sounds cliche, but it's real. Amen. The people of God, the body of Christ, there needs to be an awakening, as you said.
Yes.
A resurge. Yes. A readjustment, a realignment, hallelujah, so that strength can come back to the church in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
revival is coming, people. It's coming like a tsunami, and there's nothing that the enemy can do to stop it. Amen? Because he's hearing the cries, hallelujah. He's hearing the cries of the people. He's coming to reactivate us in his Spirit, hallelujah, and with fire, hallelujah, to return the strength back to the church that is lost.
Amen. And those who have fallen away.
To bring a resurgence in the power of the Holy Ghost. To activate his spirit. Amen.
Yes.
And resurrect that which is lying dead and dormant in the name of Jesus. My word is to hold fast. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because revival is coming. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
and so we honor him for this mandate. We're so grateful that he has entrusted it into our hands. We do not take it lightly.
My God.
It is a blessing and it is epic.
Yes.
Amen. And you know, I want to say this also. We want you also to know, if you are a believer, it is your job to build the kingdom of God too. It is not just for the preachers, the apostles, the evangelists. You have a responsibility. Not only did he say when we were saved to believe in our heart, but he also said to confess with our mouth. That is how the world knows that we love him and that we care about him. If you were with somebody that never talked about you, I don't know how you'd feel about that relationship. But when we come into the body of Christ, he is foremost and he is first in our life. That's why we called him Lord. And so when you have the Lord over your life, then you follow his mandate to share who he is. It used to be we kept blessed already. I don't know about y'all, but the old church kept blessed all. We kept the word in our mouth. You can be in a grocery store. You can be at the gas station. It may not be in a church, but God may lead you to someone and say, hey, they need to know about me. I want you to have the boldness of God as he leads you, not just do stuff to be doing it, but when he leads you to talk to someone, because their lives could change at that very moment. And this is what the revival is about. As she's saying, calling out for the wailing women, Pastor David, if you would honor us so much, we know that the service will be coming up. Would you pray for this listening audience and pray that the Lord will cover the young lady that is going to be speaking, the woman of God, that I am a witness that he is a healer. I will tell you a little of my testimony, but what the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for good. And I'm here today because of his goodness and his word. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon his shoulders. And by his stripes, we were, not today healed, we were healed. So we believe Isaiah 53, 4, and 5. Would you pray, oh my God, for those that are listening in, that may have a need on their heart, may not know how to come to this place of revival, would you pray that they would hear on today the voice of the Lord? Are you there, Pastor Flanagan?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you
Hello?
Now. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Kanela Shekinah. Most Heavenly Father, we come to you on this evening, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, Lord Jesus, about this revival. I just pray, Lord Jesus, Father God, that you will anoint every word, every song. I pray, Father God, that people will come out this sick in the body. I pray, Father, that you will anoint hands to lay hands on the sick. I pray, Father God, that you Lord, put steps to bring them in. And I pray right now, if there's someone that's listening, Lord, I pray, Father God, that I might be in Virginia. They might be in West Virginia. But, Lord Jesus, I believe in your word, Father, that you, Father God, omnipotent God, Lord Jesus, you can reach out wherever it is. I pray, Father God, that whoever said amen to touch me, that they're touched. And, Lord, if you said if somebody said heal me, that they're healed. I pray, Father God, that you would just touch this anointing radio station. Lord Jesus, I've never done this before, Lord Jesus, but it's a way to get the word out. And I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you would touch. Amen. The lady, Sister Renee, I pray, Father God, that you would touch her, heal her body, Lord Jesus. that she would come into that place on fire. On fire, most heavenly Father. I pray, Father God, as I lift up my right hand right now, Lord, send down, amen, the Holy Ghost fire. Send down the Holy Ghost fire, Lord Jesus. Shake up Front Royal. Shake up Winchester. Shake up, amen. Your word says, whosoever will, let him come. So I pray, Father God, that there are so many whosoever wills that's out there, Lord, that's aching and hungry, Jesus, to get to this revival. People keep saying, I'm praying for Holy Ghost old-time revival. Your words is, behold, I make all things new. And I'm believing, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to look at the old-time and Pentecostal revivals. I'm looking at something new. I'm looking for a change. I'm looking for people to come together. And I just pray that in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen, Apostle Don. Before you go, I want you to give the listening audience, I want you guys to know that Apostle Don Westbrook has an actual podcast on Saturdays. It is entitled Shabbat Saturdays, where you can listen to her at, I believe it is 2:30 Central Standard Time and 3:30. If not, she could correct me on that. And we thank God for the word that is lodged within her. Would you tell the listening audience, for all that you shared today, how they would be able to get in contact with you, and also that you are the founder of Healing Mountains Ministries International. Hallelujah. And would you share with them your website and all that is connected with you for them to contact you?
Amen. It would be an honor, and thank you so much. You know I'm never here to promote what I do, as my God, today. But because I believe the work speaks for itself. Amen. But in regards to the program, it's called Shabbat Saturday, and it is absolutely amazing and so powerful. The guests that I've had on the program and the word, profound, grounded, oh my God, word that has come forth and blessed God's people. It comes on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I believe, I'm thinking about Pacific Standard Time. I think it's 3 hours ahead of us. Is that correct? So that's 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Glory to God. And the website is called Healing Mountains Ministries International. You can reach me at healingmountainsministries@gmail.com. Glory to God. And it's www.healingmountainsministriesinternational.com. Again, Healing Mountains Ministries International, all one word. .com. I'm getting so excited saying that because it's very powerful how it all came about. The testimony about the name and that's another story, another broadcast. Amen. But thank you, woman of God. And we have a phone number too. It's 202-441-9202. Thank you, Pastor Michelle Wright.
We thank God for you. We are so honored that you both could be with us on today.
Yeah.
We are so honored that the presence of the Holy Spirit was here. I was praying about the podcast, and he spoke very clearly for me to make sure that we reach out and touch base with you, because what this work is extremely important to the body of Christ. And we are praying for you. We are lifting you all up, and we're expecting a praise report on what the Lord will have done. Well, listen, listening audience, we have been so blessed today by the presence and the anointing of God. We don't want you to let it go, but to hold on to it.
Yes.
And if you need to listen to the replay over and over, that the Lord may fill your heart and soul and share it with others. So many times there are people who don't get a chance to hear the goodness of the Lord. Maybe they're not in church, or maybe they are desiring him, but not just this podcast, any life-giving word that God gives and you feel inspired by it, always share it with someone else. Well, listen, we're coming to the close of another podcast. If this is your birthday month, the month of August, we celebrate you. If this is the first time that you've listened in, we are celebrating you. I want you to know also, if you've had a new baby, maybe you've gotten a new job, maybe no one's told you congratulations here at Just For You on Elation Radio, we are celebrating you. We recognize there are times when it's the exact opposite. Perhaps there's been a death in your family or someone's facing affliction. Maybe you've lost a job. We want you to know here at Elation Radio and on the Just For You podcast, we are praying for you. We don't just say it. We intercede. Anybody that knows me, just like Pastor Don, we have certain things that we know that God utilizes us in, and intercession is what I do. So I ask that you pray for us, me and my husband, Pastor Donald Wright. I also want you to know to the Levi King Senior family, we are praying for you in the passing of Overseer Levi King Sr. We are praying for his wife and family. Please lift them up. If your loved one has passed away or they are going through transition, we want you to know we are praying for you. We recognize what it's like to be in that seat. So may God bless you and your family. Also, we want you to know if there is a need in your life, there are opportunities and there are places that can assist you with resources. Please look up. And this is one. It is UrbanLeagueSt.Louis.org, UrbanLeagueSt.Louis.org. You can reach them for what you need, whether it be food or rental assistance. There is also the United Way in the St. Louis area, but they're all over. Please don't suffer in silence because of what you need. God is able. I want you to know we've had prayer. We're thankful for all that has been taking place. We also, again, want to acknowledge our wonderful producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. You are the best. We appreciate you. We love you. And to you, the listening audience. We couldn't do it without you every week. We honor you for taking the time to just listen in, whether it be on this station or on YouTube. We are appreciative of your efforts. And as we close out today, we want you to be encouraged and empowered to know that you are a blessing to us, and not only to us, you are a miracle. You know why I say that? Because somebody didn't wake up this morning, but you did. You are a living miracle for the Lord, and we want you to know how precious and how valuable that is. And we want you to understand that when you leave away, not only from this podcast, but any word, do as the word says. Put it on good ground. Don't just hear it and let it go, but put it on good ground that the Lord may bless you and keep you, and know that we are praying for you. So thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. I love him so, and I'm so grateful. And soon you'll hear the testimony. All God has been doing for us, I'm telling you, just like you, we all go through. But here's the key. As a believer, we are victorious. The words from Romans 8:37, nay in all, not some of the things you go through, but all of the things you go through, are you more than conquerors through him that loved you. May God bless you. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me at Michelle Wright, that's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook, or you can reach me on LinkedIn. I answer when you inbox me, and I want to make sure that you know we're praying for you. Amen. And then if you'd like to reach me by email, it's leadingwright@gmail.com. Instagram is hisblessedgirl7. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. That's a lot of social media, and, you know, that's usually what people get in contact with you. But also, I would love if you just continue to call my name out before the throne of God, and that's the best. God bless you all, and thank you again, Pastor David Flanagan and Apostle Don Wesley. Brooke, you know how much I love you.
My sister, I love you.
Radio and magazine family, we love you all so much. May God bless you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Wright. God bless you.
Shalom. Thank you so much.
You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning. Be with you till the end.